This song, called The Other Side, has been the song that I've used on Guitar by Ear teaching materials for years. It originally wound up on the second side of a cassette tape right before I would go through the basics section where I explained what hammer-ons, pull-offs, and slides and bends were. I made the song up on the spot at that time just to meet that particular need, but I've had several requests through the years for me to actually teach the song, so that is why we are doing it now. So here is the first phrase that we will be working on. I'm starting off with an A minor chord, so I have finger 2 in the 2nd fret of the 4th string, finger 3 is in the 2nd fret of the 3rd string, and finger 1 is in the 1st fret of the 2nd string. Now with my picking hand, I'm playing, that's the 5th string with the thumb, the 4th string with the thumb, and then the 3rd string with the index finger. Then I'm going to lift up the first finger in my fretting hand because I want the second string open, and we'll strike that second string with the middle finger of the picking hand. So that gives us... Right after that, I'll go back to the fourth string and then third string again. So I have... Then I'm going to place the first finger back on to the second string, first fret, and strike it with my middle finger in the picking hand. So we have this. Then to finish it up, I need the third string with the index finger. Then we're going to add in our fretting hand, the fourth finger onto the top string, sixth fret. So this will be an A minor chord with a G in the bass. Everything is the same. The only difference is at the very beginning, instead of hitting the fifth string with a thumb, I will be hitting the 6th string. So I have 6th, 4th, 3rd, 2nd string open, 4th, 3rd, 2nd string closed, then back to the 3rd string. Then we'll have... This is a D chord with the F sharp in the bass. To do this, my 2nd finger is in the 2nd fret 6th string, and my 3rd finger is in the 2nd fret 3rd string, and my 4th finger is in the 3rd fret of the 2nd string. For this, with a picking hand, we'll play 6th, 4th, 3rd, 2nd, 4th, 3rd, then 2nd, but this time, instead of the 2nd string being the 3rd fret, I want it to be the 1st fret using my 1st finger. Then release everything and give me the 2nd string open. So from this D with the F sharp in the bass, we have... After we play that 2nd string open, we'll have... Now what I've done here, because I released the chord, is I've given my hand time to go to a shape that I will use for the next phrase. For this, my 3rd finger is in the 3rd fret 6th string, and my 4th finger is in the 3rd fret of the 1st string. So after that 2nd string open, we grab this chord and we go, that's 6th, 4th, and that's with the thumb, then 1st string, and I'm using my ring finger in the picking hand to play that, and then my 3rd string, and I'm using the index finger for that. So 6th, 4th, 1st, 3rd. Now that's a pull-off on the 2nd and then the 3rd strings. What I'm doing is my 1st finger is holding down the 1st fret of the 2nd string. I'm going to hit that, then pull it off so that it plucks the 2nd string open. And then my 2nd finger will play the 2nd fret of the 3rd string, will hit it, and then pull it off so that it plays the 3rd string open. Do these two pull-offs while keeping the 3rd and 4th fingers on the 3rd frets on their respective strings. Now let's see what's next.